The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And we're back. We're back with my happy hours.
Yay.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Yes, because we have doing our Last of Us miniseries, which believe you me, I had more thoughts and almost made this another episode about that, but I didn't. Yes. So as always with these, drink responsibly if you choose to drink at all or whatever you choose to drink. Samantha, what are you sipping on?
You know, it's been a rough day, so I'm just going to keep it with a Diet Coke and get me some caffeine.
Perfect. Perfect.
What about you?
I got my red wine. So, yeah, it's been a minute since we've done one of these happy hours. And actually, we tried to do this one earlier, but a tornado interrupted us.
True, a tornado warning.
We very abruptly were like, no, let's just not do this right now, because I thought there was a tornado outside. So, but I wanted to talk about this. I thought it would be an appropriate topic to come back to. And it's this idea of settling, and not really in a relationship, but kind of in or out of relationship, but just kind of like settling. Mm-hmm. Because lately, I've been in my apartment, I think 8 years, 7 or 8, and I love it. It's not like huge, but I love it. But I've always liked renting because I liked the idea that I could just go. I could just move to a different city. And I was pretty hesitant about saying, like, I'm from Atlanta or I've been in Atlanta for a long time. And I think that was sort of my, like, strange high school brain of being like, nah, I'm going to go places. And I've grown to really love Atlanta. And I think it's just sort of that idea when you're younger where you're like, ah, I'll go to the big city or I'll go live in a different country or what have you. But I've started, and it's in part because my life has been chaos during the pandemic. I've started collecting a lot of stuff, and there's not all the space that I need for the stuff. So the question becomes, like, do I settle here where I love in my apartment, or do I move? Do I stay, or do I go? And it's just kind of like I'm entering a new phase. It sort of reminds me of what we were talking about with the millennial midlife crisis, Samantha, where I just feel it sort of just came out of nowhere, it feels like, but it's made me be like, huh, I feel like I need to make a decision. I feel like I've just sort of been waiting for something, And now I feel like I should decide what I'm going to do.
You know, I just had a deja vu of me a year ago. I think almost around this time.
It's the spring that cleaning.
that I had that whole, I think it's time for me to buy a house. It was probably earlier in the year. I guess it was early in the year. But it's, yeah. Yeah. Look at us. Patterning after each other. But I just realized that. So that means in the next 3 months, you could have a house. Or 5 months.
Oh.
Just
I
saying.
Did look. Could I admit to you? I looked.
I have some properties that I'm going to send you now.
I think it's just like, and I'm sure you could probably talk me through this. And I know you have an episode coming up in May where you're going to do kind of a revisit of your home ownership. But I guess it feels kind of daunting to like, this is it. This is not that you can't ever move, but I feel like if I move into a house or if I buy a piece of property, that's probably going to be the end.
Well, I will say that there does seem to be a finality mm-hmm. in it, especially as I watch my house value go down.
Oh.
And knowing that I can't sell it to make it back the money right now. Of course, I have uh-huh. no intention of moving because moving is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
So that's not a thing. But yeah, there is. Like, and I'm here for you because I told you I had a full-blown panic attack when I just talked to a realtor. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to it for sure. And right now for you, even more so, is the economic stability is not great. Not great.
No.
But you have a better standing than most people in general because you have been very frugal in your life and a good saver. Good job. Good job. Good adult job.
One of my most embarrassing facts about myself is that I learned how to do that from the show Friends.
I don't think I need that. You know what?
Yeah,
Friends is good
for
something, I guess.
Where Monica, anyway, they
oh,
talk
my goodness.
About it.
That's amazing.
I was like in middle school taking notes. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's how I save. I'm like blushing. I'm so embarrassed to admit that.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I mean, it's also, it is. That's kind of what I'm talking about with this idea of settling. Because I feel like I've settled and I really owe it to you, Samantha, and to a lot of you listeners into like my identity a lot more. How I identify, how I'm okay without having the partner and all that stuff. Like I've settled into that part of myself and that feels like really good. It feels like a puzzle piece has come together and it's actually made it easier for me to think about a lot of other things because it's kind of removed that worry from my brain. So I don't think if that hadn't happened, I don't think I'd be even in this space at all. But you know, as listeners know of the show, I struggled with that too. I struggled with that for a long time. And so now I feel like I'm struggling with, what feels like that finality of that decision of like, okay, is this it? Is this, I'm closing this door and this door and this door and this is the door. And everybody goes through that. I'm not unique in that at all. but this is kind of where I am. And I have been thinking about it a lot because my lease is coming up. I think that's one of the reasons. But it is also, it's chaos in my apartment. It's
you have too much
chaos.
Shit. You have too much shit. Here's the thing. Your controlled chaos, I love you. I was always confused. I'm like, oh my God, she has so much stuff. You're bordering on hoarder. I love you. This is the talk, though.
I told you I can't like get rid of. I'm like, but this was a nice thing someone wrote to me.
So this is when we were clearing out Annie's desk. She had mm-hmm. things from 5 years before, including mints that she has never eaten because she is somewhat allergic to mint. And I'm like, why do you have this? And you're like, well, someone gave it to me. And I'm like, girl, I'm going to throw this away. I physically had to take it from you. So when I came to your house, which is always clean, that is not a thing. I see stacks of paper everywhere. And I was like, what are these? Which, by the way, in Animal Crossing, you can just construct a stack of paper, and I feel like your house needs that. So I'm going to get that for you. Okay. But all these things, like, but why do you have this? Literally, this little kid that I like wrote this for me 10 years ago. And I'm like, that kid has forgotten you.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. But there's so many things that you have that I'm like, wow, you are very sentimental, and I get that. So I have no, like, I don't want you to throw those things away. But yeah, I think it's time for you to find space.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. This is going to sound morbid, but it's not at all. I do have a living will, and I have a will also. I have both. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking, I need to update it. And I was thinking about, like, who's going to get my Disco Loop costume? Like, who's going to get all these items? which is ridiculous. But that is hilarious. Part of, like, my thinking in this conversation is, like, I do have a lot of stuff, and where is it going to go? And part of that is I'm just such a nerd, and I'm such a fan, so I literally have friends who maybe once every 2 weeks just send me a Star Wars thing. And that's, I'm like, well, I love this. But now it's another thing I've got to find a space for. Yeah. I remember when this pandemic first started, I wanted to do an episode on women versus men and cleanliness. I haven't, like, I did do some research on it, but I'm mostly basing this anecdotally. Like, my brothers, who are definitely not listening, but if you happen to be, love you, but you are not clean at all. Like, gross. Like, the kind of, like, you walk in and immediately walk out and kind of gag. Right. Like, not good at all. And I remember growing up, my room was always very, very clean. Like, the kind of clean that might make you nervous as an adult seeing this child's room so clean.
Yeah.
Whereas their room, their rooms. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. But it is funny because I feel like I have been so stressed, as we all have during this, and I've been so busy that I just have had so many things build up. And I keep telling myself I'll deal with it later, and I'm not a procrastinator, but I do have priorities, and that's not one of them. So we recently got new equipment because it's been 3 years since we've been coming at you from home. And in fact, if it sounds different, I apologize. I'm still working on the settings of my new microphone. But I tried to clean out the space that I work in and was like, wow, I've just been working in complete disarray. But it is one of those things. And so that's another choice where I'm kind of, there's a part of me that hesitates, you know, that's like, how much do I really want to put into cleaning this up if I'm going to move out? I don't know. But there are other things too. Like I know I mentioned before on here, but my spell check hasn't been working in forever. And some of you have written in about spelling errors. That's my fault. I will take the blame for it. It's because my spell check isn't working and you don't think to check it. And then I haven't fixed it. It's just one of those things I know is a problem and I haven't fixed it.
That's hilarious.
My fridge, as you know, hasn't been working in months.
Sigh.
I just have been like pushing off a lot of stuff because I feel like I'm at the precipice of a decision.
Yeah.
And I'm also very busy. Like I know yeah. We all are very busy. It is my choice. Like I said, it's a choosing of priorities where I'm choosing to be busy and to do all this stuff. But I am. And so I'm trying to... I did do a bunch of like cleaning. I set up the studio. Samantha and I were talking. We did our taxes.
We did taxes. That was scary. You know, yeah. And I think for you, what's so funny is you're not really a procrastinator in anything else, but something that might help you. that's the funny part to me. The refrigerator has been an ongoing issue and you kept pushing off because you did not want to talk to this person. And I get it, the anxiety's high. I'm like, but the only person this is affecting is obviously you. But I'm like, why are you not doing this? This is the point of renting, that you don't have to deal with that by yourself. You get someone else to deal with it. But I do, mm-hmm. like, it's absolutely that level of not caring for yourself, mm-hmm. as you should. I said it, but it is hilarious and worrisome.
Yeah. I definitely had what I suspect was a pretty severe case of food poisoning because of that refrigerator. But I came out the other side. It has been funny too because I am starting, I'm just so bad at like the priorities thing. So I started The Last of Us 2. Now I'm writing fan fiction. And let me tell you, it takes some time to post it and respond. And thanks to everybody who's responded. But, you know, like, it's a whole thing. So I'm having to, like, I am trying to be much better. And it's strange because I don't really think about it, but I do normally have kind of a spring cleaning mode. And I feel like I'm in that mode right now where I'm trying to, like, clean up whether it's how I work or how I spend my time or all of those things. I do think part of it is The Last of Us has ended. And so that felt like a, okay, time. Now it's time to kick into gear something else. But I don't know. I'm been thinking about this a lot about what am I going to do next? What am I going to settle? Am I going to settle? I don't know. But
boom, boom, boom.
It's good. It's good to be thinking about it, at least. I think that's even one step. Like, I might not move for a while, but now I'm thinking about it, which is new. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. In the meantime, I look forward to your random sending of properties.
It's going to happen today. It's going to start.
I'm excited. I love it. Ooh, I can't wait. I need to check back in on your Animal Crossing house. I bet it's fancy now.
I have the entire house built. I am in much debt of bells. But I'm getting there.
I love it so much. Oh, I'll come check it out soon. I want to see it. Well, okay. In the meantime, listeners, if you have any thoughts about this, about settling, about Animal Crossing houses, about housing in general, you can write to us. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.